Listening to the 152nd edition of the Bitachon podcast. We continue in chapter 37 of Tehillim of Psalms, where we have many psukim, many verses that teach us about the power and the correct direction we are to take when it comes to our Bitachon and Hashem. Says chapter 37, verse 5, Gol al Hashem darkecha. King David tells us, roll onto Hashem your ways. We'll see what this word roll means, gol. Roll onto Hashem your ways, v'betach alof, v'hu yaseh. Trust in Hashem, and He will do it. Radak gives us the first explanation. Gol kol tzrachecha, hashlech v'galgel alof. What does it mean? All of your needs, throw onto Hashem, roll onto Hashem, and trust in Him. Lo yalacher. Put it all onto Hashem. Don't trust in anybody else. Don't put your faith in any human being. Ki hu yaseh, yashlam hakol. Hashem will do it. Hashem will complete everything. You don't have to worry about going to anybody else. You don't have to curry favor with any other person. All you need to do is say, Hashem, you take care of me. Hashem, you complete my needs. Hashem, you be the one that I know I can turn to. That's the Radak. Rav Ramban Ramuch says like this, Gol al Hashem darkecha, v'im tirtze lishkon eretz, l'hasig mishal isecho. Right, in the previous psukim, last week before, etc. So, we talked about the fact that a person should dwell in the land, you're going to get what you need. So, now we're telling you the way to do that. How do you do that? Galgel alav drachecha. Roll onto Hashem your ways. What does this mean? Establish in your heart. Make it clear to yourself. All of your ways, every single thing that goes on in your life, are directed directly by Hashem. Hashem is the root of everything. He is the reason why everything in your life happens. Without Hashem's help, you cannot get anything that you want. You might have people who may offer to help. You might have people who you depend on. You might have a boss who pays you your paycheck. But let's be clear. These are all just means that Hashem is using to give you your needs. So go back to the root. V'tach alav, trust in Hashem, shehu yaspik kol tzrachecha. Hashem is the one who is going to give you all of your needs. V'hu yaseh kol tavisecha. He's the one who will do all of your desires. Here's a note. The Sefer Ikarim Kosev Dvarim Neiroim. The Sefer Ikarim, he writes awesome things. Lama pamam harbe enam ois mevukasha. He says, why is it that oftentimes we don't find or we don't get what we want? This is what he says. Having tikva, having hope, having bitachon, knowing that Hashem, or hoping, I'm not sure what the exact right word is here for tikva, it's more than hoping, it's knowing with full faith that Hashem is going to do kindness for you. So, this is much, much greater than everything else. This is much more praiseworthy than anything else. Person is not always so sure that he's going to get everything that he wants. Why? What's the mistake that a person makes? The mistake that a person makes is he thinks, I don't really deserve that Hashem should give me a free gift. Right, notice, we talk about chesed chinam, free kindness, a free gift. So it's not really something that you have to be deserving of. It's a free gift. It means that you're getting it even though you're not deserving. But a person thinks inside of his mind, look, I don't really deserve it. Lo yoya chesed nimna mitzad Hashem yisborach. I'm sorry. Choshev shele yirtza adon lasei se sheilasei. He thinks, I don't deserve it, so maybe Hashem won't give me what I want or what I need. But avor ze enu mekave karoi. So this takes away from a person's bitachon. This is a very great danger in bitachon. The person has self-doubt. So this prevents him from having that full faith, having that full belief that Hashem will give him his needs. Says the Sefer HaYikarim, there's nothing stopping it really from Hashem's side, from Hashem's will. Hashem wants to give to you. Hashem wants to give every single thing that you need or that you want. Hashem always wants to give to the person who has that full faith, who really hopes to him. So the comment here says that it comes out, the human being himself sometimes can be the very cause of the fact that he doesn't get the good that he wants. Because his self-doubt causes him to be incomplete in his bitachon. Because he thinks that he doesn't deserve Hashem's kindness. Okay, so that's a great pitfall. Working on bitachon, we mustn't think that we don't deserve it. Because as we've spoken about many times, bitachon has nothing to do with deserving it. Bitachon has only to do with the level and the intensity of my trust in Hashem. Now he brings to the Rishis Das, the Maharam al Bilada. Nirashe is bar b'mash ani rogel l'forish. He says, I'd like to explain to you based on what I often explain. Mash Amar, Rabbis Machshavis Belevish, Matzas Hashem Hisokum. Pasuk says that a person has many thoughts, has many ideas, but ultimately it's Hashem's will that has staying power in the end. Kimilas hi miuseres, he points out that it says Vatzas Hashem Hisokum. The word he, which means it literally translates as the idea of Hashem, it shall be established. Why does it say it? It could have just said the idea of Hashem will be established. So the word it is extra. Avoremes ladaiti shine. So it's my opinion that this is a hint that when a person doesn't fully trust in Hashem, so he has to make lots and lots of cheshbonos. You know, we hear sometimes, I think mistakenly, in people talking about bitachon today, in 2024, people make the mistake to say that you have to do full hishtadlus and have bitachon. You have to do all the hishtadlus that you possibly can, put in every effort, and also trust in Hashem. No, that's not true. You do not need to do full hishtadlus. The only time you need to do a full hishtadlus is when you don't properly trust in Hashem. That's what he says. When do you need machshavis? Rabbis machshavis belavish, when you don't trust properly in Hashem. So then you're constantly thinking of many thoughts because you're trying to figure out how can I get what I need. And he can do everything. He can, you know, come through on all the plans and all the ideas that he has, but he might not even get what he wants. However, when it comes to Atzas Hashem, the advice or the plan of Hashem, when a person acts through with his faith in Hashem, with his bitachon, if that is his approach, I'm thinking, what does Hashem want from me? What is the shtadlus? What is the what are the efforts that Hashem expects of me? Instead of how can I get what I need, what does Hashem want me to do? If that's my approach, when you have that approach, if you're thinking about the Atzas Hashem, what is Hashem's advice for me in this moment? Then it will succeed. It will stand in the end. That's why it says the extra word it. So, if that's your approach, what is Hashem's will in this situation? What does Hashem want here? You don't, if that's how you think about things, you don't even need to do any shtadlis, he says. You don't need to put in any efforts. V'zesh because of hisokun, it will stand, ratzalaymer me'atzma, it means to say, it will stand on its own. It's going to happen by itself. V'zeh ba'atzmoy, kimim ba'omroy, gol al Hashem darkecha. Here we get back to our pasuk. This is what King David says. This is what he means. He says, roll onto Hashem your ways. What he means to say is, when you put your trust in Hashem, whether we're talking about the means that are called the paths, right? When you're thinking about what path to take, what means should I be using in order to get to my goal? Right? What does it say in the end of the pasuk? Trust in him and he will do it. Right? So, what are we talking about? We're saying, whether it is trying to figure out the path that I should take, or whether it is trusting in him and stepping back at, and not taking any, not making any efforts, not taking any path. So, in this way, Hashem will do it, b'lis safek. You can be guaranteed that if the first thought that I have is to do Hashem's will, the first thought that I have is how can I follow the Eitza of Hashem, the plan of God, if that's my thought, so then I don't have to worry too much. I'm going to be on the right path, and Hashem is going to do it for me. But if it's Rabbis Machshavos, but if I'm constantly thinking many thoughts, how can I accomplish this? It's just not going to work out. It might work out, but it's not guaranteed. Only Bitachon is guaranteed. Beautiful. Here's the Malbim. Person who does not trust in Hashem does not know the means and the paths that are going to bring him to the thing that he wants, or that he needs, the food that he needs, his parnas, his livelihood. Tzarech levakish drachim rabim. So he has to search out many paths. He's got to go down that path. Oh, that didn't work. Walk down another path. That didn't work. Walk down a third path. That didn't work. Till finally, after many, many paths, doing full ishtadlus, right, maybe he'll get what he wants. Aval togol al Hashem gam drachecha. But if you roll onto Hashem, you depend on Hashem when it comes to your path, which path do I take? Say, Hashem, which path do you want me to take? Show me the path that you want me to take. V'tivtach alav, and trust in him, ki u'yasev yachin gam ha'derech, sheboi tagi al l'chayis chevtzecha. Hashem will also prepare for you the very path that you need in order to get what you need, to get your desire. If that's your approach, so he doesn't finish it off, but I'm saying, it says, dar kecha. Doesn't say dirachecha. Doesn't say your paths. It says your path. Singular. I believe it's singular. There's no yud here. It's like darkecha. If you're trusting in Hashem, so there's only going to be one path. You don't have to worry about so many paths. Here it brings from Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant. Interesting. K'shetavai leiz amakim. Right, Rabbi Zundel, we're reading the psukim that Rabbi Zundel collated. Bzundel the Baal Bitachon. Kshutav Eleizim Lakim. He's writing this to his son. He says to him, when you come to a certain location, because he had sent his son, or his son went to collect money for Eretz Yisrael, for the yeshiva, whatever. Tevakesh Yochu Avur Chashtei Anashim. When you get to that place, so naturally you're going to want to get people from the place to work with you. So, request of two people to go for you, v'yoyser al tishtal, but don't do any more ishtadlis. Don't overdo the ishtadlis. Don't go to the nth degree when it comes to your efforts. Minimal ishtadlis. Get two people to go on your behalf. Like it says in Chavis Alevavos, mi shebetech b'shem u'bezulasoy ein betchayin shalom. Person trusts in Hashem and in other things, in other efforts, if he has too much dependence on his efforts, that's not called somebody who has full bitachon. Nemergol Hashem Darkecha B'tachalov. Uyasa, the pasuk says, roll it onto Hashem. When it comes to your path, roll it onto Hashem and trust in Him, and He will do it for you. Don't roll everything onto somebody else. Don't roll it all onto yourself. Don't roll it all onto your efforts. Hashem will do it, nobody else. Like the pasuk says, there's no one else to save besides for me. Hashem says about Himself. It's the pasuk in Yeshaya, chapter 45, verse 21. So he says here in the note, should see what it says in the son of the Rambam, Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. V'atikan divrei Abba Mori Zatzal. So Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam quotes his father, the Rambam. And he's talking about the pasuk, Ora Giver Sheyivtach Ba'Adam, some buses Zeroyim, and Hashem Yosri Liboy. Pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yudzayim, Pasuk Hey, Jeremiah 17:5, it says, cursed is the person who places his trust in a person, in a human being. And he turns away from Hashem, he puts all of his trust in a human being. Kilule Amilim Yosri Liboy. We got to be careful over here, right? We're not going to say that in this context, right? There's different opinions, and it has to do with different levels that a person could be on. But in this context, it doesn't mean don't trust in anybody at all. Don't turn to people for help. It doesn't mean that. It means turning away completely from Hashem. Because if it didn't say it this way in the pasuk, we would have a lot of trouble. Most people will be included, heaven forbid, in the curse of the pasuk. Right, a child depends on the parents. A wife depends on her husband. If you have a partner in your business, you depend on your partner. Right? When does the pasuk say that the person is cursed? If they trust in human beings, it means that they put all of their trust in human beings and none of their trust in God. Right? So the pasuk is telling us, when is the person cursed? When does the person enter into a place where they're disconnected from Hashem? Because that's what a curse really is. That person enters into that place if they completely disconnect from God. It's not saying that you can't, right? Reb Zindel is saying, make sure you don't do too much ishtadlus. Make sure you don't end up disconnecting from Hashem. Right? You could have two people help you, but not more than that. Don't go to the nth degree. Don't go beyond in your ishtadlus. Don't make that mistake, because then you end up detaching yourself from God. Rather, it means you can involve other people in the thing that you need. You can ask people for help, but always turn back to Hashem. Don't be meisir liboy from Hashem. Don't take your heart away. Don't detach yourself, chas v'shalom, heaven forbid, from God. Now there's an amazing idea from Rabbi Chaim Vilozhin. Listen to this. In understanding, I said at the beginning, it says gol al Hashem, which means roll onto Hashem your ways. Why does it say roll? What's this language of roll? So Rabbi Chaim Vilozhin tells us, the father of the yeshiva movement, ha'evdel bein davar agol davar meruba. What is the difference between something circular and something square? Lamashal. In tzarich la'aseis mimakom lamakom teva im schayra. Let's say a person needs to carry a box of merchandise from one place to another. Tzarich la'aseis sabalim kol haderech mimakom zeh lamakom hasheni. So the workers who are carrying the boxes have to carry it from one place to another. Right? It requires full-on effort. Let's say you have barrels, which are round, that you need to bring, barrels of wine, that you need to bring from one place to another. The guy who is transporting the item doesn't need to carry it on his shoulders the entire length of the way. Hear this, it's amazing. What you need to do is turn it on its side and then start the movement. Because it's round, it moves on its own. Right? That's what a wheel is. It starts moving on its own. And if you're on a downhill, it will just go down completely without any further effort. That's what the verse means when it says, roll onto Hashem. You just got to start it. You just got to move it along a little bit. Give it a little push. If you're in a place of bitachon, Hashem finishes it off for you. You just got to push it. It's round. The efforts that we put in to whatever it is that we seek, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, are round. They need to be rounded. They need to be just a little push. Turn the thing on its side and give it a little push. It's round. Goel al Hashem. Make it round when it comes to how you approach it with Hashem. Let Hashem do the full movement. You just started it off. Just absolutely beautiful. Okay, last point that we're going to see here on this pasuk today from the Alshich. Umash amarti sheit in lochamal shalis libcho. He said, that which I said, that Hashem is going to give you all of the of your heart's desires. But make sure that when you're making the request to God, that it not be because you want to have personal enjoyment. Kimgol al Hashem darkecha. Roll onto Hashem your ways, what does it mean? Even the things that are your ways, the things that have to do with your enjoyments in life, your personal enjoyments, tegalgalim el Hashem, roll them toward God. Make sure there's a spiritual component to that which you're requesting of Hashem. When we dive into God and we say, God, send us rain. God, provide us with our parnasa, with our livelihood. It shouldn't just be so that we should feel enjoyment and fill up our bellies. Rak lizoin avoid es Hashem. It's so that we should have sustenance, so that we can serve God. The sheyazunu aniya yisrael v'chol ha'olam. Hashem, send the rain so that we can have sustenance, so we can serve you, so that the poor people can have what they need, so that the entire world can be able to serve you properly. Ahekesh b'shar dvarim. And that's true about every other matter. Goel al Hashem darkecha. Whatever it is that you want to experience, the good things that you want to experience in your life, make sure that the focus, the ultimate goal of it is so that I can serve Hashem properly. Thanks so much for listening. See you again next time.